This is WAMU's Morning Edition. I'm Matt McCleskey. With the coming of the new year, state legislatures will be gathering next week in Virginia and Maryland for their 2020 legislative sessions, with a lot of big issues expected to come up. Joining me now with a preview is Washington Post senior regional correspondent Robert McCartney. Good morning.
Morning, Matt. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Well, let's start in Virginia, where Democrats will control both chambers and the governorship for the first time in a generation. What will that mean?
I think it will mean a tidal wave of change. The Democrats have been shut out for decades, one way or the other, and they've been chomping at the bit to make changes. This is particularly a big opportunity for Northern Virginia Democrats to implement liberal policies. They've been blocked by downstate conservatives in the past. They have both of the top leadership posts in the House of Delegates and the Senate, and they control most of the committee chairs.
What will that mean practically for the region?
Well, I think the region will do better than in the past in terms of getting money out of the budget. I think there will be more money for transportation, money that was diverted to pay for Metro and away from paying for Northern Virginia roads. That will be restored without hurting Metro. There is likely to be a bump in the gasoline tax, which will provide more money for transportation, especially in our area. And I think there will be jumps in what the state gives for both affordable housing and schools.
What are the biggest statewide issues where we could see a difference?
Well, that's where you're going to see the biggest changes. You're going to see a number of new gun control measures. They'll approve the U.S. Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. They'll repeal the ultrasound requirement for women seeking abortions. And I think a particularly controversial issue, I think there will be in-state tuition and driving privileges for undocumented immigrants.
A lot to keep an eye on in Richmond in the weeks to come. Let's cross the Potomac now to Maryland and the upcoming session in Annapolis. What should we watch for there?
Well, the session is going to be dominated by a showdown between the Democrats and Republican Governor Larry Hogan over the proposal for a big increase over the next 10 years in funding for K through 12 schools. This is, of course, the famous Kerwin Commission plan. It's been in the works for years. It's been delayed repeatedly. The goal is basically to sort of push Maryland back up to the top of the national rankings in terms of funding and prestige for its K through 12 schools. Hogan says that while he applauds the goals, they're talking about too much money and it's going to mean higher taxes. And if there's one thing we know about Larry Hogan is he does not want any tax increases.
Well, if they are going to do this funding for education, how would it work?
Well, I think they're likely to at least approve it in principle this year, but there may or may not be a deal on funding. Some of the money's already squirreled away, and then some may come in the future from revenue for the state, assuming it legalizes sports betting and or recreational marijuana use. But that's all down the line. There will certainly have to be some new taxes. Another issue to watch is how the burden of paying for this is spread about. And in particular, in our area, Montgomery County is the richest, or is one of the richest localities in the state, and it tends to end up having to contribute more because of that. And I think Montgomery leaders are going to be wary of being made to pay more than what they see as their fair share for schools elsewhere, particularly in Baltimore City.
And we'll certainly be watching the doings in Annapolis as well in coming weeks. Finally, after another disappointing season, Washington's football team, the Redskins, made some major changes this week. They fired the team president and hired a new coach. You're a longtime fan and a longtime observer of the team. What do you make of these changes?
Well, it gives us fans grounds for hope that we didn't have a week ago. The new coach, Ron Rivera, had a winning record in his prior job with the Carolina Panthers. And meanwhile, the team president and general manager, Bruce Allen, is out. His 10 years as a leader have been a disaster. And we're hoping that this will mean a turnaround. But history suggests that there are still going to be a lot of problems as long as Dan Snyder is the owner.
Yeah, we've seen a decline in attendance this year.
Oh, it's very dramatic. The attendance has been dropping, of Redskins fans has been dropping for a while, but this year in particular, almost every game there were as many or even more opposing team fans in the stands.
Well, we'll see what happens next season. Washington Post senior regional correspondent Robert McCartney, as always, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.